Because trauma is individualized, so are the methods used to recover from trauma. They also have to be individualized, specified to the triggers, specific to the identified triggers, and cognizant of the support groups that exist. Now, our endocrine, parasympathetic, and sympathetic nervous systems are the same in that we can't stop that fight and flight and freeze response. But what dictates which we succumb to when we have fear or dread or an anticipation or any sort of heightened sensory response that evokes that that creates that adrenaline depends on our hormonal cocktails, depends on our individualized hormones. And this can differ from person to person. I tend to freeze, but instead of freezing, I decided to speak. So every time I had that adrenaline rush, I made sure to keep talking. And I recorded myself.
Last major work that Duchamp and it was made not before he died. Shown he worked on public until after his death from 1946 to 1966.
In terms of Eton Denet, you're dealing with a work that took him 20 years to make.
He had
body cast of
probably
her.
The most intense relationship.
The body.
I was amazed.
And so what you see in Philadelphia is actually a sort of hollow
continuous life with Maria Martins.
We know that of what was once
it
a
did
sort
not
of
come to him when he wanted her to.
It kind of switched to tweets. So I had that adrenaline rush and I tweeted. So there is a whole digital universe full of those PTSD triggers. And that is what kept me grounded when my sensory was off. And every single group that I encountered revealed their bias, their prejudice, their stigma, and what truly has created the advocacy that I am hoping to do for the rest of my life. In order to put away the strongest of the triggers every single day, because I accept that violence once in the body stays in the body every single day, I decided that it had to be writing. Writing was something that I was very good at and was able to do easily, which allowed me to finish papers rather quickly. And that really helped me to stay ahead of all the things I had to do while in college. I am certain that writing is the individualized therapy that I need to end trauma because it is visual, auditory, and tactile. These three things were first understood in books because it's visual, auditory, because you hear the dialogue, you hear what's going on in the scene, you actually can hear what's going on in each page, and tactile, because you're turning the page and feel the weight of the book. Something that maybe we've moved away from because we read on technology, but that's something that has always stuck with me and why I prefer books. Still, with my injury, I wasn't able to pick up a book and turn the pages, nor read, because of chronic vestibular and vertigo, which made print very dizzy and created instant head symptoms. The memories
I'm
of
not gonna give
reading
up on it,
and what that
obviously
did to the body and are still very fresh. Like I like to say, words do something to me. The thing with YouTube is that the final step is always going to be film. Because somebody purposely used triggers to, you know, traumatize and to render me
speechless
and to make sure I was
speechless.
And that was the only way
why
they could do what they did, trusting that I would never talk. And that's why
self
and especially using that they're
triggers
absolutely certain are real.
Because I've lived my entire life not
wanting
to
violence
take photos
and
not
and
wanting
there was only
that
one person
you
had
and there was
know.
Only
origin
one person you ever knew
of. That's it. That's why I have to change everything about myself to
not just to
this
prove
person
it,
they are
that
credited for giving me my awesome life now. And that's how you flip trauma, being grateful for what that happened.
But
so that
also
you can just exist
to prove
with yourself
to my body that it's safe
and that nothing will ever happen like this again where someone can take advantage.
Trauma.
It's literally that simple, so, right?
And you'll never know
right.
it.
So those
because
are my individual
I don't show it
because I'm really good at shoving that stuff down. And why, to some degree,
I'm really happy
for the chronic
because
I know I'm not going to be able to do it.
The path to least resistance is to give in to these triggers and accept.
It will happen every day because once violence is presented to the body,
it truly does stay in the body.
Okay? You can't avoid everything forever.
And
why I do this project. All right, modeling how to end PTSD live. The rest of the video, I was gonna explain.
I only asked Bonnie,
you know what?
I'm gonna
open
it
up to comments.
So have
and
some patience
I'm
with me.
Really good at checking
but
those
if
notifications.
I'm gonna do,
and
so I'm listening to this, and I am not checking notifications. I'm just really trying to get back to writing. So all the words that I'm trying to remind myself to get done doesn't really matter. It really just starts with the first imagery, which I just will start writing about, and I'm not sure where it now goes, but it'll be a different format on a document, and hopefully it'll be the fastest way to describe what has happened and what, I don't want to say needs to happen, but don't you think if a public school going for a number one rating, like a hospital, gets to just change their narrative, that's kind of like just getting through your day, not being around people that are capable of that behavior, because that's going to make life a lot easier. You want people to be reliable with their words. You want people to be honest and not take advantage of others, especially when it's super easy to, because they've been disabled in some way to function independently and now must depend on others. All right, let's keep listening to this. I'm glad I got it out. There might be something that rings true later that I need my a priori with the new knowledge. I don't know. I just know that I captured their PTSD, their trauma, their drama-rama. And you see, from their perspective, you don't question anymore. You just accept, oh, that's what that was. And because I believe there's more important things out there than the pursuit of stuff above all else, or to be treated like meat and commodities, like just to be used. Yeah, that's why I became a teacher. Right? I'm going to write about this one day, I promise. I'm getting closer. I can sort of tell.
Hey, so in preparation of this meeting, because I'm not spiraling, which is amazing, the likelihood of me missing the call was 50-50. 75-50, I don't know, 75-25. It was a majority of the time, and now it's not present. So that's significant, Megan. I may say your name a lot. It's just because I'm actually removing a trigger, because get this, there's this woman, Megan Markle, and I've been utilizing her to remove you or to get ready to talk to you again. The reason why is because I want you to assess the conversation. You can't see my body, but it's not moving around or tense or stiff as before. I'm not adrenaline raised up in that space. So to be chronically on adrenaline all the time, PTSD, is exhausting. And yet I can still stay up, but I'm just energized. So now I have an actual sleep schedule. The right shoulder, if you remember, which disabled me from typewriting, I can do now. So it's okay. And the hip cleared up. So in March of this year, I started picking up trash everywhere I went, and that squat is what got me there. 300 squats a day, minimal. And continuously staying in touch with this hospital, maybe not with you, but with the PCP doctor, has shown me exactly what happened. And it's 100% taking advantage of disability and then denying suicide, because I told you from the very beginning, suicide to me is death because my cognition is gone. I was forcing myself to come into the space, and I was getting later and later. My body was going to throw itself in front of a car. That's it. What is that? So we spoke about suicide from the get-go, correct? I forget exactly what I may have said, but do you remember? I'm also going to ask you to assess what you hear here tonight, Nenna, today, and what you heard back then. If you could just quickly let me know. Because you are one of those, I want to say, safe, but that means also sane voices that is honest with your assessments, I think is trying to do her best. So I appreciate that. So your opinion and feedback on this matter is essential, because you are in the healthcare field. And to me, there's none major differences. And that, again, is because I made the trauma three-dimensional. La. So you could hear it. Get it. And I enunciate because I was mumbling because I couldn't move my face and my mouth. So I had to force myself to talk, and my face goes boom. Well, I don't know if boom is the right word, but just constantly pain. Ow, on this side. Ooh, I can rub out the facet joints. All right, and that's what I prepared as an introduction. The reason for this is because I'm already triggering, and to make sure it's not the processing, because as soon as I get ready for a conversation, I'm like, all right, come on, get on your game. You better listen well. And that's the stress of it. And also, if I say your name, Megan, that just means I'm triggering more, because it's a repetition, it's a frequency thing, and I'm removing by going to another place. It just happens to be Meghan Markle, just because MMMM. So even though you have been triggering me, believe it or not, you haven't heard it. I've been documenting it through this person. I know, it's like association. So when somebody's body is so sensitive in the environment that they're making these associations, I don't know what it is, disassociations, I think that should be noted and told to the psychiatrist, because the one thing was, or the counselor was, he was willing to collaborate with anyone. I'm not sure if we reached out to you. Do you remember Brighton Thornton contacting you? Okay. I remember the PCP doctor, but at that point, I knew you and I could talk again, because you were not ridiculous like the other people. So yeah, they're very highly much telling me to get a new healthcare system, to just leave, never come back. You clearly are having a horrible experience with us. There's not a trusting relationship between you and your PCP. So I would ask you next, do you think we have a trusting relationship? The things I say are truthful, and you can believe that I do mean what I say. That's my definition of trust. What is your definition of trust? And I feel like if this is going back to basics, it's also recognizing, no, this is traumatic brain injury. If you think it's different, it's because I want to be very clear, because I am extremely clear, because I worked with kids with special needs for 12 years. And because of that, I'm a trained professional educator, and I had questions, and it was very clear to me due to the behavior that I witnessed, the thing that happened right before, an antecedent, and then the consequence, the thing that happens next, that this is not appropriate crap, because it's creating suicide. So the last thing is, could you figure out that date? I have one in my phone. And if it matches, then we are, you know, good. Good to say that when I talked to you and mentioned suicide, the symptoms going up and having you walk me from the Hull gym to the hospital and finding that office, that action removed it, but what made it come back was that policy thing. Is there a way for you to write that in a letter for me, just to make it super clear? And if it's something where I just want to maintain that, because that's the moment suicide hit, and that's a date I don't think I have, because I don't remember how we ended up talking. Was it after the meeting with Karen or Kay? So that's the part of the memory. So that's why when I say trustworthiness, truthfulness, I'm truthful that I don't remember that bit. How did we get to the hospital? And then you complimented my sunglasses. And I haven't lost those, which tells me you are not a trigger. All right. I think that's it. I know it's a very weird thing to say, but without the phone, I can say it. If I was on the phone, I would not be able to come up with the word. So thank you for having me, letting me have this introduction. Take care.